Kane is in the building, nigga.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, it's time for Top 5, Bottom 5. We do the Top 5 first, giving you our thoughts after Week 11 in the NFL. We start from 5, going all the way to the top. If you want to chime in and give us your thoughts on the Top 5, you can do so at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. Let's start with number 5, and I have... And I reluctantly did this because I think there's a lot of teams that could be at 5. I thought about Tennessee. I thought about Buffalo, even though they were on a bye week. But I went with a team that did lose over the weekend, and that was Green Bay, an overtime loss to Indianapolis. Aaron Rodgers is still having an MVP season. It's Mike Pettine that's the problem. The defense isn't very good. But they're 7-3. They're still a force to be reckoned with whenever you play them, as the Colts found out. So Green Bay is number 5.
There's no shame in that.
Okay.
I took the other team in that game. I put number 5, I think, making a first-time appearance on my poll is the Colts. Just because I saw the grittiness in them that they, you know, even though they looked out of it, they were able to fight back against a good Packers team and make a difference, make some noise. So I put the Colts at number 5 just as almost as a reward. I don't think they're going to stay there that long, but I put them there as a reward of, you know, hard work and... Listen, I mean, I very easily could be the AFC South champions.
Yeah, and it's funny that you mentioned the Colts because I have them at 4 on my list. I thought that was a great win. They have won 4 of their last 5 games. Their defense is really good. Their defense is really good. And Phillip Rivers is fine. I mean, I don't think he's been the juggernaut exponentially better than what a Jacoby Brissett would do under this scenario that we talked about this last week.
Yeah.
But I think this team... that had a bad loss to open the season against Jacksonville. That's looking worse and worse. But this is a league. It's not college football. You don't pay for your sins like that. You can overcome it, and they have. Look, everybody's losing games except Pittsburgh and Kansas City. Everyone's losing games. Indianapolis has now lost its share of games like all the other good teams. They're playing Tennessee this weekend, a team they beat handedly that Thursday night game. They dominated that game. They own the Titans, by the way, and a lot of it was Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning, don't get me wrong. But they're confident enough that they can beat Tennessee and put a little distance themselves from the Titans. And they're a little different than the Titans. I think Tennessee, I could put Tennessee in somewhere in this group, but I went with a team that beat them, and I went with a team that is really impressive. That was a good win against the Packers.
It was. It was. Now, for me at number 4, I still have the Packers.
Okay. So just flipping those two.
Listen, you know what? I mean, it was a good win by the Colts. I mean, they fought back. They fought hard. And that defense is something to be reckoned with. And I think that defense we're going to see really shine as we get later on in the season and heading into the postseason. That's what's going to be exciting. But still, the Packers are the Packers. Aaron Rodgers, I think, with really his back against the line, I almost felt like he looked at it like, oh, if we lose this game, we lose this game. You know, we'll save it for another day. The Packers, to me, are still, almost dare I say, the team to beat in the NFC.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's just that good. And when he has all his weapons and everyone is healthy, this team's really going to give every other team a hard time.
All right, number 3 on my list, the New Orleans Saints at 8-2. Without Drew Brees, Taysom Hill responded. Defense held the Falcons to 3 field goals. I know it's the Falcons, but nevertheless, Taysom Hill did fine. I mean, it was a choice Sean Payton had to make. Good for him. Did not go with Jameis Winston. They have now won 7 in a row. They are the number 1 seed right now in the NFC. Look, I know the Brees absence could affect them. But when I look at the schedule, I go, not anytime soon. Road games at Denver, Atlanta, and Philadelphia. So not in the next couple of weeks are we going to see the hurt of the Saints offense without Breeze. So the Saints, when it's winning 7 straight at 8-2, are number 3.
Nah, that's where I have the Saints as well. And they just keep marching on. They're my number 3 team, and there's a reason for it. It's like you lose your Hall of Fame quarterback. You plug in a guy that everyone was up in arms about. Even a tweet came out like, oh, you're going to start that guy over us, you know, from Roddy White. Oh, just give the Falcons a win right now.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's right.
And all the Saints did was just go out there and prove, like, no, we can win with this guy.
Yep.
You know, and possibly, could they win with Jameis Winston? I guess that's what we're going to have to find out.
We'll have to find
out.
At
some point down the road, is if Jameis Winston had a bevy of weapons, as he never really had with the Buccaneers. Well, he had good wide receivers, but he didn't really know what to do with them. But if he has everything working for him, Jameis Winston could actually be leading this team into the postseason. And then we'll probably see like a Peyton Manning situation happen where, you know, get into the postseason by the backs of your backup quarterbacks, and then Drew Brees takes over to win the Super Bowl.
Right, right. Number two, Kansas City at 9-1. I know.
I didn't know which way you were going to go, but you know, because you've been known to punish your team.
I have, but not this week. Kansas City at 9-1, another win, another check mark for Patrick Mahomes, another come from behind. Yep. Just completely expected. Everyone knew it was happening, and he still delivered it. It's this that phenomenon that occurs when you know a quarterback is just too dangerous, too good, and will produce. Patrick Mahomes did that on the final drive for the Kansas City Chiefs. There's a little bit of flaws defensively, I guess, but not that I would scream and holler about. They're still only giving up 21 points per game. It's still pretty decent. They've won 5 straight at 9-1. I could flip these two teams. I just keep Kansas City at 2.
No, the fact of the matter is, I mean, the Raiders are a pesky team. They have been all season long, and the Raiders are probably on their way to making the playoffs. But the Chiefs are the Chiefs, and yeah, I mean, I have the Chiefs at number 2 as well. But you know, if we take that one game scenario, which will hopefully be the AFC Championship game, I think I would side more on Patrick Mahomes than Ben Roethlisberger.
That's right, and that's a great point. That's a great point.
But
because
as of right now in the regular season, my justification, because I have the Steelers at 1, no losses versus 1 loss.
That's right. Me too. Same thing. That's funny that you bring that up, because that's the thing that I'm going back and forth with this Pittsburgh team. If you forced me to choose, if you said, I'm from the future, one of these two teams is not in the AFC title game, I'm picking Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I'm going to guess Pittsburgh. If you said, I guarantee you, there's an AFC title game, I've seen the future, one of these two teams is not in it. One of these two teams stumbled on their way to that game, I would pick Pittsburgh. They have a tendency of doing this, where they've had really good teams, and in the postseason, something occurs where you go, my God, what has happened? Why are we doing this? Let's get back to the drawing board and figure it out. As a fan, I've lived with it. A lot of it has to do, now don't get me wrong, a lot of it had to do with New England. No matter how, New England sometimes would be like, well, they had a hiccup late in the season. I don't know. And then Patriots would demolish Pittsburgh in the playoffs. But a Jacksonville team snuck up on them a couple of years ago and beat them handedly at Heinz Field. I don't see that sort of situation with Kansas City. Even last year, when they trailed in all of those playoff games and even the Super Bowl by double digits and then flipped the switch and won by double digits. I don't feel as confident about that with Pittsburgh as I do Kansas City. But you're right. Today, right now, after 11 weeks, the 10-0 team is beating the 9-1 team in my rankings.
Right. Yeah. Because, I mean, the Steelers went out and they did what they were supposed to do. I mean, I know you were worried, you know, taking on the Jaguars, that, oh, this would be the game that they would lose.
Yeah.
And they didn't. They no. didn't. You know, they went out there and they did what they were supposed to do.
I have now figured out that this Steelers team is probably, as I've said it many times, they play down to the level of competition. But right now, I feel like if they're going to lose, it would be on the road against Buffalo, or it would be against the Colts at home. Like, it's going to be against a good team that takes it to them, or Baltimore Thursday night.
Or fortune smiles upon them, and they, you know, all the reports coming out of Baltimore where COVID's running through them, they're without their top two running backs
right.
for this season.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, fortune's smiling on the Steelers, like, well, hey. You know, their running game is non-existent, except
right.
for Lamar Jackson. Well, sure, well, let's just let Lamar run, but other than that, we're good.
Yeah, we'll keep everything together, right. Yeah, they're not losing to Washington, and they're not losing to Cincinnati.
Right, yeah.
They're not going to lose those games. I look, at the beginning of the season, you could have convinced me maybe Joe Burrow has one of those games where Not anymore. No, well, no. This team is focused. They're good. They get the job done, but they could stumble at Buffalo. Buffalo's a very good team, and that's a very good team.
And it's
they
on
could
the road, right?
Yeah, it's on the road.
Yeah, that's always tough to play.
And
Buffalo
they could lose at home.
They
could lose at home a couple of days after Christmas to Indianapolis.
True.
They could fall there too. But that's at least right now. Pittsburgh is
week 11, heading to Thanksgiving. That's where we're at.
Exactly. All right, bottom five when we return. It is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Again, a reminder, The Athletic delivers every sport that matters, and Athletic has a full-time local writers that are dedicated to your team, providing breaking news, in-depth analysis, and exclusive stories that you can't find anywhere else, plus national names like Robert Mays and Stuart Mandel, Ken Rosenthal, Lindsey Jones, David Aldridge, you know them. Plus, they've got league-level perspectives and insights that's unrivaled. Again, local writers, it's all ad-free and personalized. Pick your favorite teams. It'll come up right as soon as you log in. The Athletic's got a great deal for you. Subscribe for $1 a week, theathletic.com/radioweek. Once again, that's theathletic.com/radioweek. Worst of the worst of the NFL coming up next as we continue with Wake Up Call.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, glad you could be with us. It's almost time for Bottom Five, where we tell you who's the worst of the worst after 11 weeks in the NFL. Before we get to that, need replacement parts and tools for your repair, maintenance, or restoration project? O'Reilly Auto Parts has you covered. Trust the friendly, knowledgeable parts professionals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. They know what it takes to get the job done right the first time. In fact, professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for years. Stop by, talk to one of the professional parts people today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Here are the worst of the worst of the NFL. We start from 28, moving all the way up to number 32. 28. You can do this by record. You can just find the teams that have the worst record and then put them together any way you want. But you can also go with trends. You can also say, man, this team is disappointing, or man, this team's been embarrassing, or whatever it may be. And that's where I'm going with 28. They don't have the worst record of the group that I'm talking about. They're not in that category. They actually have 4 victories, same as Minnesota. This is where I put the Detroit Lions. It's hard to be shut out in the NFL. It should be impossible to be shut out in the NFL. You should at least get one through the uprights at some point. And yet they were shut out by the Panthers. They weren't shut out by the Steelers or the Kansas City Chiefs or somebody like that. They were shut out by the Panthers. They lost 20-0. They've lost 3 of their last 4. They don't look like the 3-3 team I actually praised them for back a couple of weeks ago. They play on Thanksgiving against Houston, and they stink. They're 28. Happy Thanksgiving. Lions are in my bottom five.
Not only that, not only were they shut out by the Panthers, but they were shut out by P.J. Walker.
That P.J. Walker, that's
XFL,
right. That's right.
MVP. P.J. Walker.
Let's say you didn't know, and it was like Cam Newton in the Carolina Panthers from like a year ago, right? Or 2 years ago. You would have been like, all right, I can understand that. The Luke Kuechly Panthers, right? No, this is the Panthers. It's rebuilding, restructuring, and they shut out Detroit. So because in honor of Thanksgiving, this is what you get with your turkey. So enjoy, America, the 28th team on my list.
Yeah, you can see them Thursday morning.
That's right, Thursday morning.
For my bottom five, I'm deciding to have a little fun today.
Uh-huh.
So for number 28 for me, and let's see if you can pick up on the trend here in a second, but number 28, I have the New York Football Giants.
New York Football Giants.
Yeah, it's just a bad team. I mean, they're the best out of the 4 teams in the NFC East, I think.
That is true. They're my favorite to win the division.
Even though they are sitting in second place currently, I do believe that this team is going to come out on top. But there's just nothing. There's nothing redeeming about this team. I mean, you've got to feel bad for New York. All the New York teams, I mean, they just are terrible football teams this year.
Yeah,
nothing
exactly.
For New York to really be thankful for if you catch our drift.
Yeah. I mean, look, sometimes an injury just derails your season and you go, we didn't, that was unexpected. Saquon Barkley being hurt they still would have sucked. They still are a bad team. Like, they may not be 3-7 bad, but they're still not very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for number 29, I went with the team that's leading the division, Philadelphia. Philadelphia reminds me of an overweight guy you see in the movies that's hanging on to the flying helicopter. You know eventually he's going to fall. He doesn't have the upper body strength to hold on to that helicopter as it's flying away. Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah. James Bond, yeah. But James Bond's fat sidekick spy, no, he's going to fall. I just get the feeling the Eagles are just ready to just fall apart. They have got Seattle, Green Bay, New Orleans, Arizona, their next four games. They're dead. Dead. They're falling off that helicopter. Here's the thing. They're a mess. They're a complete mess. I know Eitan talks about it all the time, so I'm not going to reiterate a lot of his points, but they're a disaster. I can't believe that in the crappiest division, and I'm just going to tease this, the only team I have from the crappiest division in the NFC East in my bottom five is the leader of the division in Philadelphia. Eagles, happy Thanksgiving. You're now 28.
Don't worry. I'll say this. I got your back.
All right.
Okay. Number 29 for me, Washington.
Washington. Okay.
Because I feel that they are the second best team in the worst division of football.
Now, can I just say this? If Alex Smith leads the Washington football team, I almost said the R word. If they get to the playoffs with Alex Smith, I don't care what the record is, and I don't care how bad the other teams are, and who cares? If they win the division with Alex Smith, a parade in downtown D.C. I don't care. Throw him one. My God.
They beat the Bengals. But it was a Joe Burrow-less Bengals.
That's right.
And the Bengals, you know, I mean, they're a team still trying to figure out their identity. I think the Bengals might have overachieved a little bit this year. But, you know, the fact that the Washington football team won this weekend, hey, good on you for winning, finding a way to win this game.
Finding a way to win.
You did not look pretty during it at all.
That's right.
It was not a clean game, and you benefited from the fact that Joe Burrow was you know, knocked out of the game and done for the season. Possibly done. Reports are now he's not going to come back for 12 months.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's how bad of a leg injury it was that he is done, and we won't see him until, you know, possibly December of next year.
God, that's awful.
But Washington, you did get a win, so that's why you're up a little bit on this list. I still feel that the Giants would beat you to win this division, but you're number 29.
All right. 30 on my list. This is where I put the Bengals, and this is a punishment label. I never really put since I can't. I mean, I may have thrown them in a few times, but I always kind of gave them the benefit of the doubt, right? A rookie quarterback, and even though their record was terrible, they were in close games, and it was more fun to pick on other teams that had deficiencies than a team that is led by a first round number one overall pick that's playing well, but the team overall around him is struggling. But this is where I put them in high. This was inevitable with Joe Burrow. This kid was getting absolutely hammered all season long by an offensive line that was an embarrassment to the organization. This is a lesson for everybody. You've got to protect your future quarterbacks. You cannot do this. This is so bad for the organization to lose this kid to this injury. Now, we all go down the cliched road of he'll be back and he'll be back stronger than ever. You don't know that. And I don't know that. This could be an injury he overcomes and becomes the star we know him to be. This could be the injury where he's never the same again. I don't know. But I do know this. The Cincinnati Bengals did him no favors giving him that crappy offensive line to work around. As I said yesterday, there was a guy on Kansas that is on the offensive line. Boo! Cincinnati, you owe this kid better. You're a terrible organization. You're number 30 on my list. My feel-good emotions for your season are done. You're over. You're one of the worst.
Yep. There's nothing wrong with that. Number 30 on my list, keeping with my NFC East trend, is the Cowboys.
Right. Cowboys.
Yeah, that's right. So you can kind of guess what's coming up next.
You're not ticking them up because Andy Dalton is back and he looked decent. And we went through the Ben DiNucci phase.
Here's the reasoning why, okay? That offense still isn't really firing on all cylinders like we think it should. I mean, even under Andy Dalton, it should be doing a lot better than it actually is.
All right.
And this is how I preface it. I would not bet any money on the Cowboys winning against Washington on Thursday.
Oh, I don't doubt it. Yeah.
And that's the issue. This is a situation right now where Andy Dalton's got to be way better than Alex Smith. And that Cowboys offense has got to be way better than the Washington football team's offense.
Yeah.
But I don't know that because this Dallas team that shows up week in, week out is different every single time.
Yeah, that's true.
So you don't know what team you're getting. Sometimes you get the good offense. Sometimes you get the good defense. Most of the time, you get bad on both sides of the ball. And Andy Dalton, I swear, I mean, he's just one like little head thump away, and he'll be knocked out of the game. And then who do you go back to? Do you go back to Gilbert? Do you go back to DiNucci? Yeah.
Ben DiNucci.
Whose uncles, we found out earlier, were probably arrested in Philadelphia just recently.
Yeah. DiNucci sounds like a pizza place I used to go to in New Jersey.
You know,
right?
It probably was.
Let's go to DiNucci's, get a large pie.
But, I mean, I'm just not sold on this Cowboys team, and that's why I had to put him at 30. They just don't leave that, and they're not gonna win. They're gonna, at best, by the time they meet the Eagles after Christmas, they're gonna probably split the games. At best, they'll be 2-2 in the next four games.
All right, 31 on my list. This is where I put Jacksonville. This team is just terrible. They're just awful. And Jake Luton, God bless him, he's trying. The kid from Oregon State, but they just announced that Josh Allen is done. He's on the IR. He suffered an injury Sunday. He's finished. Who can play for this team? They've lost 9 straight since their opening week win. They've been disappointing in the sense that, hey, Gardner Minshew was supposed to... Nah, now we got this kid from Oregon State running the offense. Gardner's not even coming back. This team is 1-9. They've lost 9 straight. 31 on my list.
No, what the Jaguars are hoping for right now is for the Jets to falter. 31
for
me.
That's right.
This is where I have the Eagles for all the same reasoning you did.
Okay, you put them way higher than me.
They are not going to win another game this season.
No, they're terrible.
They might, and they could, you know, give Dallas a good run after Christmas, and then they have one more game against Washington. But by that time, Peterson will be gone and Carson Wentz will be gone.
Yep. Jets 0-10 or 32.
Duh.
So there you go. But we should just call it the bottom four.
Yeah, we should.